Audacity. The people of Antigua and Barbuda going to the polls on the 18th of January. The news coming right up. The people of Antigua and Barbuda are going to the polls on the 18th of January in the early part of the new year. The date was announced on Monday night, where the Labour Party candidates were also announced. Prime Minister Gaston Brown boasted there that Antigua and Barbuda has one of the best health infrastructure in the Caribbean and went on to reveal the election date.
Last Friday, I dispatched a letter to His Excellency Sir Rodney Williams, asking him to dissolve the Parliament. The Parliament has been duly dissolved. I've also asked our Governor General to issue the writ of elections tomorrow, 20th December 2022. Nomination day will follow on December 28th, 2022. And you can be assured that when the next general elections are held, there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth within the UPP. And that day will be in January 18, 2023.
Now to Dominica and parliamentary movement there. Here's Kalai John Baptist.
Salisbury Member of Parliament Jessma Paul Victor has become only the second woman after the late Dame Eugenia Charles to be sworn in as opposition leader in Dominica. She took the oath of office from President of Dominica, His Excellency Charles Saverin, at the President's office. Paul Victor contested the Salisbury seat as an independent candidate and will be sharing the role of opposition leader with Marigot MP Anthony Charles, who ran as an independent candidate. Reports are that Paul Victor will hold the office of opposition leader for 18 months. After that, it will be passed on to Charles for 18 months. Both are to name two opposition senators. Speaking to the press after taking an oath, she stated that she is first going to familiarize herself with the Constitution and the rules of the Dominica House of Assembly. She also expressed gratitude to all those who made it possible and spoke about her mom, who would have loved to have seen her taking her oath. She lost her mom earlier this year due to cancer. Kalil John Baptist reporting for OSA News.
In Jamaica, the states of emergency declared across 8 parishes 2 weeks ago expired on Tuesday. The emergency security measure was imposed on December 6 in Westmoreland, Hangover, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, and several police divisions in Kingston and St. Andrew. Here's Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
There were 2 murders in the parish. They were domestic. So we couldn't predict those. Unless, of course, citizens were to come to us and say, my neighbor is having an argument and threats were issued. I think you should take a look at it, which more neighbors should do. And people who are in these abusive domestic situations should utilize the police more by reporting the threats and reporting the abuse so we can bring down those murders. But there were no gang murders. There were no murders as a result of robbery or other forms of acquisitory crimes. There were no murders as a result of extortion or contract killing. The ability of the government to act preemptively to save lives is important because it could be your life that is saved.
So far, there had been no announcement from the government about a possible extension of the measure, which would require the support of the parliamentary opposition. That support has not been forthcoming in relation to recent states of emergency. The opposition leader in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Godwin Friday, has presented what he describes as a better way to address crime and violence in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He is suggesting that the country does not have to accept the current situation. Godwin says the present government does not have the will, the moral authority, nor the competence to tackle the problem. According to him, they lack ideas and therefore lack solutions. The opposition leader was delivering a national address on crime last week. Friday spoke hours before St. Vincent and the Grenadines would record another shooting death, taking the number of homicides this year to 39, just one shy of the record created in 2016.
We call for the implementation of the following measures. First, we must focus on crime prevention. Remember, an ounce of prevention is still better than a pound of cure. We should therefore invest heavily upfront in crime prevention. In this regard, the programs outlined in the NDP's spiritual and social redemption charter some years ago should be implemented because they're still relevant. The charter promotes positive, community-oriented programs that would steer vulnerable young people away from crime towards socially positive behavior. We must restore trust and confidence in the police and the criminal justice system. Trust in the system now is shaken and broken. Political connections should not shield anyone involved in a shooting, a theft, domestic violence, or other crimes from proper investigation and rigorous prosecution. Justice must be equal for all. This will help everyone and will help the police in their work and their lives. They and their families, after all, are members of society and, like the rest of us, are equally vulnerable to crime and violence.
In Grenada, occupational safety and health issues are under the microscope at the Monge Psychiatric Hospital, with workers claiming of being abused by a colleague.
On Monday, the staff at the Monge Hospital took industrial actions to raise awareness of the problem. Present to support the workers' plight was President of the Public Workers Union, Brian Grimes.
There are a number of incidents and testimonies where, the doctor in question will come up, point hands in faces, use language that is unbecoming of a professional environment, and people are on the verge of taking action. So this is the reason the union is here. This is the reason the workers are taking a particular stance at this point in time. So we can't wait any longer. We are demanding for the immediate removal of this individual from the premises before something bad happens.
Grimes went on to say that the industrial action is to prevent future incidents.
This is a place, the Monge Mental Health Institute, that a number of incidents have occurred over the years. And we are here because prevention is better than cure. So we are making a call. We are making a call to the authorities, an appeal. This is an appeal to the authorities to do something immediately, because the workers are at their wits' end with this doctor. We also, based on our investigation, understand that this particular individual has a file this thick.
The Public Workers Union president noted that the workers will continue with industrial action until the matter is settled.
We have done our due diligence. We wrote, we sent our officials here to investigate and so forth. And we understand that that is before PSC. But we don't know how long the bureaucracy is going to, live out. What we can say, until this matter is fixed, you will see the workers outside here 1 hour every day until this matter is remedied as a form of protest and appeal for assistance to the authorities in this matter. So this is what you will see. And if it doesn't get fixed, it will escalate.
For MTV News, I am Nisha Peters.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today.
The Caribbean News Roundup. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. At 7:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 6 p.m. Let's get to know our region even better with OSAR Radio.